This month we've been honoring the King with coming to him with different messages, with different things. And this morning, my topic was, he is the reason for the season. Because without him, I don't think we would have this season.
Amen?
Amen? Okay, so the message this morning topic was, he's the reason for the season. The reason why I picked this specific topic was because without this, we wouldn't have the season. We wouldn't have two seasons. One is birth, and the second season is his death and resurrection. Yes. And so, I wanted to share with you a little bit of what's on my mind, and then I'm going to have a little interactive part of the sermon. But I'd like to read to you a song. I'm reading the song, and I'm not singing it. So that's probably good for you. And the other thing is people don't, you may not know this very much, but I do like electric guitar. You may not know that. But I also like, I've always been into a little bit of the louder electric guitar, the heavier stuff. So that's why I'm also not playing the song, because you may not appreciate it like I do. But I heard this song back in 1986 for the first time, and it was at Christmas, and you know, we have Christmas carols, you know, joy to angel, you know, all really nice, you know, fun songs. So anyways, this song is by a group, okay, I'll say who it's by, only because it's one of a group that I really like, but it's by Stryper, which is a heavy metal band, which is what I grew up loving, mainly the Christian genre though. But the title of it was Reason for the Season. And it says this. You say that you've been caught up, or sorry, you say that you've caught. I can't sing as high as Michael Sweet. So you say that you've got it figured out, that life's about. So you get it figured out what life's all about. You do what you want to, you walk the tightrope of unbelief. You can't see his way is reality. We all know it's better to give than receive. Then why don't you give God the glory? Don't hide it. Don't fight it. Just believe. He's the reason for the season. He's the reason for today. Your life can be a holiday every day when he's in you. And I want to stop with that, because we do have struggles every day. But with Christ, I really like the statement, it can be a holiday because we can give those struggles to him and not burden them on our shoulders like we normally do. Like, honestly, we do. I know I do. So we can live a joyful and exciting life when we give it to him. So every day was with you. Let's get back to what it's all about. Shout it out. Christ is the reason for the season. And if you want to, you can go to YouTube, listen to it later, and then go, really? But I really appreciated the song because I appreciated the lyric. We can play it? No. I would say yes. It's in the key of E. We can do it with the E string being a D. But anyways, I know that with words like that impact your life. And so for me, when I come into this season, I've always struggled with the commercialization of it. Amen. Because sometimes we can lose the real reason. And so that's why I love it. One, I'll tell you a little story too, just going back to when I went on the first Christmas that I was on my own. I moved from Victoria to Calgary, and there was no way I was getting back to be with family, and there was no way I was putting up a Christmas tree. So the young adults from, at that time, I think it was the Garden still, right? Yeah, the Garden, and this included Carolyn because we were kind of engaged by that point. They brought me a Christmas tree, and it was like the Peanuts style one, just a little taller. And then we sat and they did popcorn, and it was quite an interesting looking tree. I don't know if I've got a picture anywhere of it, maybe. But, I mean, it was the gift that they brought to me. It was the gift that they wanted me to make me feel like there's family, because it was lonely, right? I moved away from my home, Went to Calgary, had nobody I knew except for a few people, but not family. So again, it was, you know, the tree represented their love towards me, which is also Christ's love towards us. And so for me, the season is about Jesus. And I come back to when I say it just bugs me that it's so commercialized. Although as a retailer, I'm going great because I make good money this month. But it's not what it's about. It's about our Heavenly Father. You know, the tree is great and having things in our store window is great, but it's really not what it's about. It's all about Jesus and what he did. And if it wasn't for him coming to this earth, we would not be sitting here in this type of environment, I believe. Being able to freely, openly worship our Heavenly Father. I think about the Christians today who aren't able to actually sit in a building like this freely. You know, I haven't heard a lot what was in China, but there was, for a while there was a big oppression. I think it's still going on with the people in the church and the government coming in and stopping. And so, again, it comes back to Satan is not so happy that we're worshiping him, our Heavenly Father. He doesn't like the fact that we actually take this time out to worship Jesus. He's not so happy that even his own people, I call his own people, but people who don't believe in Jesus are saying Jesus, are singing Christmas carols, Hark the Herald, or anything to do with our Heavenly Father. Because when we speak from our lips, truth is revealed, right? So as people start singing these songs about Jesus, I firmly believe it goes in here. Something starts to stir. People start to think. And we know that Satan doesn't like that when we think. When we start to move towards our Heavenly Father and the ways that he wants us to live our life. Luke 2:11 was my scripture reference for today, my main scripture reference. And it says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Messiah and he is the Lord. Do you believe that with all your heart this morning? Again, this season is not about Ed Kroll. It's not about Ed Kroll giving gifts to every one of you. Although I'm sure you would appreciate that. Right? Yeah, wrong, yeah. A Boston's jersey would be great, right? Yeah, a vintage one from the 60s. Yeah, that would be good. But you're not getting one. So, come on now. Don't go there. But it's about our Heavenly Father and the gift he gave to us. It seems selfish in a way, doesn't it? But you know what? That's what God is all about, is giving to his children, loving on his children. But it's up to us to accept that. It's up to us to say, you know what? I'm going to accept that. I'm going to allow the Lord to bless me. I love that when you talked this morning, Dan, about the offering. Why don't we just step out in faith and allow the Lord to bless us? Again, it's not just one day. It's not just a season. It's a daily walk with our Heavenly Father. It's a daily step. It's a daily step of faith. I remember when I was going through some tough times of unemployment and still tithing, just saying, you know what? I'm just going to believe. And it's not always been easy. It's not always been, sometimes it's been a downright chore, making sure that God is first. So in this season, we've been talking about honoring the King. And so I want to hear from you what it means for you to honor the King. So what are some things that, and you can just shout it out from your chair. If you like to have a microphone because you feel the need that you need a microphone, we have it here, and I'm sure Tim or Pastor Carolyn will run it to you. But what are some things, or how do you see honoring the King? So how do you see it in your life in this season? Go ahead. Tithing. Sorry?
Tithing.
Tithing, yeah.
Singing to him praises.
Singing to him praises, yeah.
Makes
that makes you feel peaceful, yeah.
Finding opportunities to bless other people.
Finding opportunities to bless people.
Loving
witnessing,
others.
Loving others.
Being
Sure. So being a light to those, yeah, being a light to those who are living in darkness. Yeah. Yeah, taking time to be quiet, commune with him. Baking like crazy and giving 90% away. Yeah. Anything else, Ken? No, I'm just... Well, you're a teacher, and I remember teachers always putting me on the spot, so I thought I'd just do that. Sorry?
Just giving
help. Yeah, helping others, yeah. Just giving thanks.
We are...
Yeah.
People see us, they should see Christ.
Exactly. So being an example to others. Yeah.
Working at not being distracted by the
commercialness. Sure. Working at not being distracted by the commercialness of it all. Yeah. Those are all great things. Those are all honoring the King. Those are all things. I wrote down a few of my own too, and one was taking time to study his word. That's honoring him because that allows him to speak into your heart. We need him to speak. So those who are struggling with the relationship, first question you should ask yourself is, how much time am I spending with him? I know that over this past year, for myself personally, because I've been reading the Bible and trying to read it through chronologically and working it through, I've noticed my life from the beginning of January to now, difference in how I see the Lord. And then hearing from his voice has been almost easier because now I'm spending that time with him. So if you're struggling, it's like, okay, I need to find time. This is a great time. Spend time in the Word. Studying it. Prayer. I'm always encouraged for my wife because I've been watching her prayer life just increase and increase and increase, and I see wonderful fruit developing through that. And then myself going, I desire that. So in a way, when we are stepping out and doing things, we're encouraging other people to step out and do things. So again, prayer is so important. And you know, this year we're going to be fasting and praying at the beginning. We're keeping our once a month prayer 24 hours. Like, I just encourage everybody to jump on board. That includes myself. Giving up my time and doing his work. That's a hard one too, because I think we can get... And I've heard this from lots of people who are retired and lots of people who work. But it's hard because we're so busy running about that we're forgetting to give up time for God. And what does that look like? I love the fact that we helped at Salvation Army this summer, and some of our ladies stayed and are still helping there. That's giving up of their time to do the Lord's work. And so those are things that honor the King. I loved it, loving on people, just caring for people. Yep.
Allowing him to give us correction.
Oh, discipline. Allowing him to give us correction. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, as we dive, I love what you just said, because as we dive into his word, that allows correction in your life, right? Because it's like, I should be doing this stuff. Not that it's, condemning. I don't want to, it's not that it's condemning. But it's opening your mind to go, I want to be more like God. I want to be more like him. What am I doing in my life that is not being an example to him? Right? And then giving up my desires and seek his desires for my life. I believe those are all things that, and everything that everyone said is honoring the King. So it's not just... You know, sometimes we can get into a groove where it's, you know, how do we honor someone of royalty? We've talked about this earlier this month, and I know Carolyn's brought it up a couple times too. You know, bowing your head, and, you know, and there's all these ritual. I don't think it has anything to do with honor. It's coming to the Lord with all that's within you. Putting aside the things that you think you should be doing, allow God to do the things that he wants to be doing in your life. Trust and obey, for there is no other way.
Amen.
Amen? Seek first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added, right? And so this morning, I want to encourage you If anything, you walk away from here encouraged to seek after him, to honor him, to give him glory, and to give him honor. A very common passage that you may have heard is John 3:16. But let's go a little further. So if you got your Bibles with you this morning, sorry, I don't have a PowerPoint. And as we were putting up our lights, scaffolding hit our projector that didn't work so well, and it fell to its death. So that is why that is not there, just to let you know. I blame myself because we were trying to do it in a hurry, but it wasn't me, but I just blame me. But just glad no one was under it because the pieces went flying. So it was great. So we have that, but I don't have a PowerPoint. So if you have your Word or your Bible on your phone, open it up to John 3:16. I'm just going to read it, but I write down to verse 21. It says this: For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Verse 19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for the fear that their deeds will be exposed. Verse 21. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. I read that and went, thank you, Heavenly Father. Because what we do in secret and what we try to hide will be exposed. Our Heavenly Father sees it. So it's great when we're in church together and we're praying together. It's also super important that when you're not together corporately, that you're serving our Heavenly Father. Because he sees that. Again, it's not to condemn, but to uplift you, to know that your Heavenly Father is watching. So you can give to him daily all those things that you struggle with. Why hold on to him all week and give him on a Sunday morning, although it's important? Why not give it to him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Say, Lord, I give you these struggles I'm struggling with. Lord, I give you the struggle of loneliness. Huge. Lord, I give you the struggle of wanting to be right, allowing those around me to be right. Lord, I give you depression. How many people these days struggle with depression, loneliness, depression? They go hand in hand almost. But if we give those things to the Lord, allow him to move, allow him to speak, and I love that correction, right? Allow him to correct those things, how much greater our life will be. How much greater will your life be when you're walking? I want to walk in freedom. I don't want to walk in depression. I don't want to walk in loneliness. And I think sometimes for myself, I allow loneliness and depression to overwhelm me. And so I don't respond to people well. I don't respond to maybe love from other people very well. Maybe I don't believe their love. And so would it not be better for us to come to him in this season? Because he is the reason for this season. He's the reason for today. And give those things. Why walk with heavy shoulders? Why walk with those things? I believe the Lord speaks to our heart. I believe he speaks to us and says, and in that time when we spend, it says, come to me, you who are weary and weak, for I will give you rest. So why walk the rest of the day? Why walk the rest of the day in burden? Why walk the rest of the week feeling down and out and depressed and not worthy and unhealthy, angry? I think loneliness and depression also becomes anger, where you lash out at people who you love, who you care for. I believe He is the reason for the season. I believe He's the reason for today. And if it wasn't for His birth, we would not have the resurrection and the ability to come to the cross. This morning, would you do that? Would you come to the cross? Would you come to the cross and lay those things down? Would you honor the King with all those different things we heard about today? Would you come this morning and honor Him in all those areas in your life? I want to honor the Lord while I make toast. What does that look like? We've talked about it this morning. I want to honor the Lord in my workplace. I want to honor the Lord for those who I speak to, who I touch. I want to honor the Lord with giving Him everything that's within me. I want to honor the Lord by just loving on those who need love. We had a fella come into the thrift store this week. It was hard. He came to the counter and said, "I need help. I need to sleep." And he went on to explain that he had a mental disorder. And so I asked him, I said, "What do you need?" He goes, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, sounds like you need sleep. And unfortunately, the thrift store, I don't have a place for you to do that. But what I missed was, can I pray for you?" And I beat myself up for that. Because it was like, I should have taken that moment. Sometimes when you're busy running, you forget. But what he needed was Jesus. I know what you need, and I miss that opportunity. Sometimes we get so busy running around doing our thing that when that opportunity comes, we miss it. But I know the Lord loves me regardless of that. And I know the Lord loves that guy regardless of that. He showed up on Saturday, so I'm not worried about that. But let's be ready in season and out of season. He is the reason for this season. He's the reason for today. God sent His only Son for us, and that was the gift. If you get nothing under the tree this year, there is one thing under that tree, and it's the gift of Jesus Christ. And would you stand up this morning and say, this is what I want to do. I want to proclaim Him as my gift. Will you accept the gift that Christ is holding out? I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward, and they're going to sing us a song. And together, we're going to sing with them. And then we'll conclude in prayer. But I just felt we just need to do that. We just need to give God glory this morning, so we'll worship Him.